Today we have a special message from our minister, teacher, Carmen A. Booker, regarding Wings of Love Ministries.
Why does Wings of Love Ministries exist? Wings of Love Ministries exist to help people take the steps necessary to transform their lives unto righteousness. Therefore, we've developed a radio program called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth to help people realize that the keys to experiencing true love, joy, and peace are to, number one, accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, two, to develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God so they can grow an understanding of the Word of God, and three, apply what they read and study so they can continue to reach new levels of spiritual understanding. And as they use these keys, they will transform their lives by allowing God to promote them, lift them, shape them, and mold them into a divine treasure. As they are transformed, they will be able to minister the Word of God to others and help transform their lives, thereby edifying the body of Christ. Also, Wings of Love Ministries has product resources to help you grow in knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. Thank you, and be blessed. Wings of Love Women's Ministry, we offer products and books to help you grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And one of the books I've written is entitled Seeking the Face of God, which is a book of poetry. And I'd like to read one of the poems. It goes like this. When we seek God's face, we behold beauty and glory, which takes us beyond the tallest building story. Walking, running, and yielding toward God's way. On the straight and narrow path, we will stay. A path full of love, joy, peace, and blessings, if we are faithful to trust God through our testings. O God, faithful and true, thanks for leading and guiding us always to you. So if you'd like to read more inspiring and encouraging poems by me, please purchase my book entitled Seeking the Face of God. And you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for Seeking the Face of God. And it's on sale for only $8. Thank you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Carmen Booker with Wings of Love Ministries, where our mission is to reach out to as many people as possible before Jesus Christ returns and encourage and inspire them to accept and commit their lives to Jesus Christ so their lives will be transformed into righteousness and they will experience unceasing love, joy, and peace. Welcome to our teaching program, Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. Today, our message is entitled, Endued with Power. You know, God has endued us with power from on high. According to Luke 24:49, And behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised, but remain in the city Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. The word power means authority. Endued means to put on and to be clothed with, to be skilled. Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I give unto you power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Also it says in Hebrews 2:14, He himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature of human beings. He himself partook of the same nature that by going through death he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So with God, with Jesus, with the word of God on your side, you cannot be defeated. There is power, authority in the word. Jesus used the word to overcome Satan's temptations when Satan tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. If Satan is prevailing over you and defeating you, then it has to be for one of the following reasons. A lack of knowledge of your authority over the devil, knowing your authority but failing to act upon it, knowing and using your authority but giving up too quickly because you are deceived into thinking that you cannot win. But with Jesus is your strength. He's your strength in a time of trouble, disappointment, and discouragement, and throughout your whole Christian life. Trials and adversities may come your way, but they cannot keep you from living a victorious life. As a matter of fact, Psalm 34:19 says, Many evils confront the consistently righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. With God on your side, you cannot be defeated if you trust in God and rely upon God and are confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what comes against you, it will not succeed if you stand in the authority that Jesus has conferred upon you. Because he says in Luke 10:19, Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and by no means shall anything hurt you. So as a child of God, you have the power to overcome. And according to 1 John 4:4, God has said that you are of God and have defeated and overcome them. The ages of the Antichrist, because he who lives in you is greater than he who is in the world. And if you're a Christian, then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, lives in you. So greater is the Spirit of Christ than the Spirit of the Antichrist. But you have to make a decision to walk in victory that you have overcome. And victory means deliverance, help, safety, and triumph. Triumph means to overcome, conquer, joyful, and rejoice. So victory is a sign that you have overcome conditions and circumstances through dependence on Jesus Christ, dependence on the Word of God, which is the only way you can experience victory. When one has overcome a negative condition or circumstance, his natural response is to rejoice because he is no longer pinned under or bound by the condition or circumstance. Therefore, he becomes free to experience joy, which yields rejoicing, triumph, and victory. Romans 8:37 says, In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us. Also it says in 1 John 5, chapter 5, verses 4-5, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And if you're a child of God, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and has been raised, and now sits on the right hand of God the Father, then you have the power to overcome. God's given you that power, that authority, to triumph, to experience victory in your life. Make a decision to walk in victory. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcome him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and by the word of their testimony. So by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of God, that's how we overcome. That's how you overcome trials and tribulations in your life. Defeat is not God's plan for your life. The key to remaining undefeated is believing, trusting, and relying on the word of God. And this requires using the RSM method, the reading, studying, meditating method. And as you engage in the RSM method, you will develop a closer relationship with Jesus Christ and experience true love, joy, and peace beyond measure. You will find the real treasure of knowledge and understanding and wisdom through the word of God. When you use the power of God has given you, everything you do succeeds, flourishes, and thrives because of the word working mightily in you. Jesus is your source of strength in a time of trouble, disappointment, and discouragement. You are the peace that comes all of your storms. Jesus is the peace that comes, that brings peace to you in the midst of trials and tribulations, bad times in your life, and he removes all of your fears. Jesus is the rock upon which to stand and upon which your faith is founded. Jesus will take you to higher spiritual heights in him, so you can soar on the wings of understanding and wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, and it requires you to lean on and trust in and be confident in the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And it requires knowing and recognizing that God is almighty and powerful and acknowledging him in all things. So I challenge you to walk in victory. Walk in the fact that you have overcome through faith in the word of God. The power that he has endued you with. Walk in victory. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, You Are God's Masterpiece. And I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, he will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.